Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Here tonight, Jake Moody. Just met his teammates, comes in, no sweat, gets it done. Welcome into Bet Sweats. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. Heisman and Watch per usual on Tuesdays coming up in 20 minutes. We'll take a look at the MLB playoff picture. Things are changing and certainly moving in the Seattle direction. A very popular play right after the trade deadline. And they have put themselves in a fantastic spot. We'll look at other futures across the NFL with awards, with teams, a lot of movement in division odds, Super Bowl movement, more last night against the Bills a little bit. Will Brinson will drop by, Corby Craig, two of our favorite guests, friends of the show, will be hopping in and on the action. Sam's mad. He's in a mood again. So we're doing this thing back-to-back days where Sam's in a mood because the Bears end up winning, like we all said that they would do as we ended the show yesterday.
You kind of saw it coming. What I did not see coming is Joe O wearing the Bears gear. I mean, you got the Bears merch on. Look at you. You eating fried chicken for lunch? Yeah.
Bears.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to the studio. I'm here where I prefer to be, at home. So no, there's no victory chicken for me, but definitely no victory chicken for the Bills. And none for the Commanders. So here's what we did not have. We kind of joked around about it, about doing a dog parlay after all the favorites that were getting home on Sunday. You had I guess we'll call it a surprise on Thursday with the Eagles losing as more than touchdown favorites. And then last night, the two dogs end up getting home outright. I believe that was better than 7-1. We talked about it. I couldn't get there on the first game on the Bills and the Falcons, and that was probably the easier cash. But I don't think anybody had the better quarterbacks in the game. We're going to be Caleb Williams and Michael Penix, and maybe people will argue about Jaden Daniels. I will not. I think the winners had the better quarterbacks on the field last night.
No doubt. I had a buddy who had over in the first game, and he was feeling really good when it was 14-7 after one. Oh, I got 21 in the first quarter. I only need 28 more to tie, 29 more to win. And then it just screeched to a halt. 7 in the second, 7 in the third, and a field goal in the fourth. The game lands 31 after 21 first quarter points. He thought he was a winner early. He's like, oh, this game's going to land 70. Mm-hmm. 38, final score. As expected, though, the second game was better. I told you yesterday, I'm going to pick one game to watch. I'm going to key on one TV. And I did do Bears Commanders. That was a much better football game.
Hate the two games. Hate it. And then, like, in the corner of the TV, you go, okay, here's the updated score. If you want to go over to this channel, like, why are we doing this? Just let there be one Monday night game, and we're going to do it again next week. I guess some people enjoy it. They're trying it out. Whatever. So, yeah, we had the two games. 25-24. Bears win by the same score in back-to-back weeks. That's the first time we've ever seen it, 25-24. Back-to-back winners in the history of the NFL. And there were some shocking results. The line closed 5.5. We were curious. Why did it go from 4.5 to 5.5? No more movement past that. Pretty much stayed there all day on Monday until we got to the game. The shocking result was you had the Bears that couldn't stop the run. They did a good job against Kroski Merritt, oh, who the hell saw that coming? Everybody's betting him. People that didn't know how to say his name a week ago are betting on him for the props, and he doesn't do much in that game. And you had Swift come out there, and he was the Bears' leading rusher. He was the Bears' leading receiver. The Bears had no run game to speak of for a month. Then they come out of the bye, and all of a sudden there are these massive holes. The offensive line looked terrific. It looked like they made an upgrade over at the left tackle spot. We'll see once they play some better defenses with good pass rushes, something the Commanders do not have. But you got to credit Ben Johnson, man. This is a guy coaching for the first time, had extra time to prepare, and Caleb looked good. They outgained him on the ground, the number one rushing offense out there. I know it came down to a kick at the very end, and there are some turnovers that we can get into. And if you want to point to the turnovers being the difference, certainly fair. Bears were the better team last night.
Yeah, turnovers decide most football games, as we know. Yeah. It's funny. We break these things down for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. And at the end of the day, it's who protects the ball. That's what decides 75, 80% of games. I felt good, though. Like, if you would have told me Jaden Daniels was going to throw for 211 yards, three touchdowns, 19 of 26, have a rating of 119, I feel pretty good about that. But the turnovers do decide a lot of these games. Yeah. And as good as Washington was in the passing game, they were very slippery, man. They were very slippery when the time mattered most. And, you know, they did miss Terry McLaurin. They did miss Noah Brown. Their leading receiver was Chris Moore, Paul Aspen guy, Chris Moore. Who's Chris Moore? Who is that, Joe? I don't even know who that is.
I saw Moore catch the touchdown, and then I'm like, wait, that's not DJ. He's not on the Bears. Who is it? I had the same reaction. I said, wait, who's this guy? Which Moore is it? And then they flash it up there, Chris Moore.
Yeah, it was a gang of misfits. Chris Moore, Lane, Luke
Debo
McCaffrey.
Debo did nothing.
Debo
did
had four
nothing
catches
all night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Daniels did what he was supposed to do. He worked around. He found his guys. But, I mean, they're shorthanded, but they also couldn't protect the ball. Three fumbles. The Bears had none. So, like, what are you going to do? If you don't protect the football, you're not going to win football games.
Yeah, that's the difference. And Jaden Daniels, a couple of those turnovers, interception. He lost one of their two fumbles. Minus three in the turnover differential last night. Like, it's hard to win when you go minus three. It's going to happen. You can talk about the Fail Mary, revenge, and all that stuff. That's what it came down to in the very end. I also don't want to act like it's fluky. Like, they're the home team. You're dealing with the elements. Rain was expected, and I guess the mist later on was part of it. We saw it with the fumble with 3:10 left in the game. But maybe you saw his youth there shining in a big moment. Got the ball, 3:10. Let's see if we can kill this clock. Commanders have the lead. He never has possession of the ball, and he just kind of throws it into the breadbasket of Bill. Like, no. Veteran quarterbacks, make sure they get the ball. If it's a lost play, it's a lost play. If you don't have it, why are you trying to toss it off to your running back? Like, that was maybe a little bit of his youth. You think a veteran quarterback maybe just tries to get control of that and live to fight another day. But they turned the ball over with 3:10 left, and then it's Bears. They were very smart with the clock. I can't say enough about Swift. That was shocking. He has been awful for them this season. And then he goes for 175 total yards. A lot with that one pass play that ended up being a touchdown. But I don't know. The Commanders, Daniels, his MVP number goes from 35 back to 50 after last night. That is a division that is wide open. We'll talk about with the futures. A wide open division because we got a bad Eagles team that everybody is chasing. And then is it like last year? After 6 weeks, everybody in the NFC North is above 500.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's give the Bears some credit, too. These are the games the last 4 or 5 years that they lost. They would find ways to lose close games. And in back-to-back games, granted, the bye week was in the middle there, they have found ways to win close games. I don't know if that's all Ben Johnson, but let's give Ben Johnson credit. He's put them in position to come out of these games with dubs. And they've done it against the Raiders and against the Commanders. So the Bears are 3-2. Everybody's happy. Nom, 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 nom. Victory chicken. It's all good. As for the Bills, let's go back to the first game. Yep. The Bills were 4-1 to win the Super Bowl heading into Monday night. BetMGM has them 6-1 now. And there are the Chiefs. There they are. Bang. 650. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. They're right there. So Buffalo 6. Chiefs 650, Lions 750, Packers 8-1. The Bills slide is very real. I don't think anybody in Buffalo thought they were going to lose to Atlanta. So this thing is tightening in terms of who's going to win the Super Bowl. Bills, Chiefs, Lions, Packers, all right there.
The Bears-Commanders game played closer than this one. There was no doubt. The Falcons, they outgained them by 152 yards. The Falcons have 210 yards on the ground. That was a concern going into this one. And maybe there were some Bills fans that were worried because they see that rushing defense. They're like, we don't have it. And then Bijan went wild. 238 total yards in the game, 170 on the ground. And we can't, you know, Bijan's going to get all the attention here. Drake London was amazing. His number one receiver. Gets targeted 16 times by Penix, 158 yards, 10 grabs, and a touchdown. Wait, so this Bills defense is letting a rusher that everybody knew about go for 170 on the ground, 238 in the game. Their number one receiver go for 158 against a very young quarterback? There's cause for concern there, man. I know people are going to let's talk about Josh Allen and the fumbles and the interception. Is it like the Allen pre-MVP? Whatever. You're going to be fine with Josh Allen. He's going to bounce back. He's going to have his monster games. I don't know about this defense. And they were beat up again last night on the injury front.
210 rushing yards for Atlanta. Mm-hmm. 210. That is not a team as currently constructed defensively that's going to win a Super Bowl. And I can say that because I was sitting here in this chair in the summer saying the Bills were going to win the whole thing. You're not going to win it all allowing 210 yards per game on the ground. Not going to happen.
Man, that was a difference without Kincaid. I wasn't expecting that. Like, he's been big, and we talked about it on the show yesterday. He was listed as questionable. And how much better he's been this year. A lot has been running through him, but I didn't expect the offense to struggle that much. Yes, the Falcons' defense is improving, but man, that was rough. Josh Allen, 180 passing yards. 180 on this Falcons' defense that a year ago everybody was laughing at. Don't have Kincaid. You have Cook, but he sat for almost half the game. Shocked by that. Are we going to find out about an injury? Don't know. Yeah, the snap count, he was like 52% on the field. That was surprising. Your receivers that you've been depending on, nothing. Shakur, 33 yards. Keon Coleman, 11 yards in this game. They need this bye, man. They need to get right.
Yeah, get healthy. Figure it out. Yep. Stop the run. Figure out a way to stop the run. Otherwise, it's going to be a long season. As for baseball, Seattle just going to slug its way to the World Series. 10-3 last night. I had Toronto last night. I'm like, oh, that's a loser early. 10-3 Seattle. They're up 2-0 now in the ALCS. And the Dodgers, the the team that I called the Beer League softball team, beats Milwaukee 2-1. A dead under. Dodgers take game one, and the Mariners up 2-0.
The 3, 4, and 5 spots all go yard for Seattle. All of them. And it's maybe not the guys you were expecting, because it wasn't Cal Raleigh. It was the other dude stepping up. Polanco, Naylor, Julio, all hit bombs. Like, Naylor and Polanco are the ones that had the massive games, multiple hits, including a homer last night. So, yeah, I mean, maybe Seattle's a beer league softball team. I don't know. They didn't need much out of their starter. That's the case when you post a 10 spot. And the Dodgers game against the Brewers, that came down to the very, very end. We have the same situation. We can get into this, I guess, but like another situation where, okay, we're going to intentionally walk Ohtani to get to Betts. Betts draws a walk, run scores. This happened in the last series, and what ended up being a massive insurance run last night for the Dodgers. Exact same scenario. Let's walk Ohtani, get to Betts, and then you end up walking Betts, even though that wasn't your intent to score a run. Brewers get out of that jam. They had an opportunity at the end, second and third, one out, and they only scratched one run. They had a couple walks there after that from the Dodgers bullpen. So they certainly had their chances, but only scratched one. So Dodgers up 1-0, Seattle up 2-0. Dodgers an odds-on favorite to win the World Series, Sam.
Blake Snell was awesome, too. Eight innings, 10 Ks, right in Jake's eye.
Right after. And Jake did admit it yesterday. He's probably going to be good. He was really good. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll talk more MLB playoffs later this hour. Heisman watch on the other side. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.